Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the second guest show. Mike Dettelia, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and see us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30, and then at 6:30 we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host, and Bob will talk to him also. The Saints head coach, Kellen Moore. His guest tonight will be offensive line coach Brendan Nugent. And then right afterwards on Monday Night Football, the Detroit Lions playing the Baltimore Ravens. You can hear all that right here on the Big 870 WWL. Bob, I don't know what more we can say. Talked about it yesterday, talked about it this morning, talked about it again tonight. But
And I'm going to have to talk about this tonight and then on Wednesday with
Wednesday
Drew Brees.
With Drew.
I mean, it's like, talk about beat a dead horse.
I don't know how much beating, other than the beatdown in Seattle, 44-13. Bob, but the score was no indication of just how bad the game was, to be honest with you.
No, it wasn't even that close. It was obviously it was very embarrassing, but I think one of the most embarrassing moments in Saints history. You know, considering, damn, they still got 6 minutes left in the first quarter. We lose it by 21-0. Think about if you went on an errand like, oh, I'm going to miss the beginning of the game. Like, well, it's already over. And then you want to go run another errand. Or even a couple of people saying, you know, always use this line, when you get so frustrated with the Saints, you go cut the grass. Well, it ain't been raining enough.
Well, I ain't that frustrated.
But the grass ain't growing. Now, it ain't been raining, but we've been in a drought. We want some rain. But, yeah, it was, I don't know. If you have a good showing and you fight hard, I think the fans appreciate that. But you look at the Saints right now. They're 0-3 for the first time since 2016. And I don't know. I think they're going to be 0-4. But it's the NFL, pros versus pros. But now they're going to have to go on the road next week against the Buffalo Bills, a team that already had a mini bye. So they played, you remember, extra rest.
They
played on Thursday. So I would say that the Bills could be ready to roll. And, you know, when you're playing a team like the Saints right now, you know what teams trying to do? Jump on them quick to discourage them. Don't let them hang around like they think they can hang with you. You know, that's what happened to the Buffalo with the Dolphins. Remember, that game was 21-21, and the Dolphins weren't playing too good to start the season. But this is what we cannot do. I don't care if we're at home in the Dome or on the road. The Saints trailed from the start to finish for the second consecutive game this season. And now, I know small sample size, three games, but they've now led for only 4 minutes total this four seasons. So we've played 12 quarters, and we've led for 4 minutes this season. And ultimately, you want to be winning at the end of the game, but that's very discouraging. Now, I think we've got to jump on a quick. You know, at the beginning of the game, and look, you know I love Alvin Kamara. And all Bobby taking up for the quarterback. Did you notice, Kay, was third and two? Kellen Moore was going to be aggressive. Rattler kind of threw a hot pass. It was third and two to Juwan Johnson. You know, maybe could have took a little off of it. But on that fourth and two, on that deep ball to Kamara, why Kamara stopped running? He turned around and, like, jumped at the ball. Well, keep running. It seems like Spencer Rattler's going to hit you right in stride. And when I saw that, I go, oh, no, no. You got to be kidding me. And then it snowballed because all of a sudden you got Brian Brzee, who's a veteran for this team, a first-round draft pick. Remember he missed the sack with Aaron Donald? Sam Darnold. He gets back there. He misses the sack. Now we got him in a third and eight. And then, you know, they're on a 25-yard line. So they possibly, you look where they're at. Because when he missed that sack, he hit, Darnold hit JSN, beat Alante Taylor for plus 29-yard gain. But now we had him, you know, then they're going to get probably a field goal 3-0, you would think, the way kicks are made most of the time. But it was third and eight, and Darnold's pass was blocked by Stallbird. All right, we got off the field. And then well after the play, Brian Brzee headbutts. What are you doing? Like, I don't know. If I'm Coach Moore's probably has not his personality. Sean Payton would be like, what the F you doing? Or he'd be like, are you an idiot? You know, I don't think Kellen probably.
Well, Kellen's not going to do that.
He's not there with the team. That's what I'd have been doing.
No, Bo Davis might have told him that.
Yeah, because, come on. You cannot do that because all of a sudden, you know what happens? Okay, now they're on the 12-yard line. Next play, Darnold to JSN, the real Ohio State receiver. So now they go six plays, 55 yards, and we're losing 7-0. And I'll tell you, he's lived up to expectation. When he got drafted, Mike, with Seattle, that's why I say, look, Chris Olave, we got to give him more targets. Well, we targeted him 14 times. He averaged 5.5 yards a catch. Think about that. Mike, he had caught 10 balls, 14 targets, and 57 yards. He finally broke a tackle, though. He didn't fall down. I saw him actually broke one tackle, end up getting a first down. The first time I've seen him do that, like in three games. But, I mean, you can go on, and you're trying to be positive, and it seems like we're making history. And it's not always positive history. You know, I love NFL history. You look, it's only happened three times in NFL history. Three times. Now, this is crazy what happened. Because yesterday was special teams' unbelievable performances throughout the NFL. Whether it was block, field goal, scoop and score, return punts.
Almost got checkmarked every one.
It was unbelievable, the special team play in the NFL yesterday, and obviously negative for the Saints. But it's only been three other times in NFL history when a team scored a 90-plus yard punt return, which is exactly 95 yards against the Saints, and then blocked an opposing punt. With the last instant, it didn't come. That was like 1976. I was in high school the last time that had happened. When you look at that, like a punt return over 90 yards and blocking a punt. And how about this? Look at this coincidence. And it happened twice yesterday. The Washington Commanders did the same thing against the Las Vegas Raiders. But we witnessed it, Mike, before that had not happened since 1976. Now, then we make... I don't know. It does matter the quarterbacks. You always say that. Who you playing? Who's quarterback at the other team? I know right now you wouldn't want to be playing the Colts with Indiana Jones. I mean, in three games they punted one time. One time.
Okay, that to me is shocking. But you know what was the shocking thing yesterday to watch? Okay, the Rams are trying to win the game, and Jordan Davis, who's 6'5 plus, okay, they list him at 345. Ain't no way. He's 345. I would say bet the over on the weight. He blocks the field goal. It kind of takes a crazy bounce. He picks it up and haul tail. There was nobody was catching him. This was a guy. He goes to the combine. I think he was 350 pounds. Probably ran a 4.78.
He was running. They said he would hit 19 miles an hour.
Look, that big dude
as
run.
As big as he is, they were not catching him.
We were talking this morning, and Tommy was like, he was rumbling stomach. I said, Tommy,
he
was no stumbling.
No,
it was
stumbling.
Rumbling.
I'd put him in on the goal line. If you don't fumble the ball, if you could teach him to take a handoff, like, you got to have that explosion.
Well, Bobby, he did play. some running back in high school.
Well, he looked like a running back.
No, the ball, just by the way he caught it and took off with it, he was no green rookie doing that.
No, they weren't catching him.
No.
What's his name? Reese, the announcer? Oh, God.
Yeah, Merrill Reese.
Merrill Reese. He was like, Holly gets so excited for the Eagles. That was unbelievable to call on that play.
About how that money turned a game. Not only did the Eagles win, but, you know, because we do live in the gambling world, how the...
Oh, yeah.
The Eagles ended up covering the game that pickup.
Special teams were not special. It was special for some teams and not special for other teams. But the reason why I was bringing up, like, the quarterbacks... Look, we made Mac Jones and Sam Darnold, like, oh, they definitely Pro Bowl quarterbacks right now. Now, Sam Darnold did outstanding with the Vikings. Mike, he was up. He didn't even play in the fourth quarter. He was like 14 of 18, but 218 yards, two touchdowns. Had a perfect quarterback rating the first half. And guess what, though? Okay, that's the two quarterbacks we face. When we go to Buffalo, the Saints are going to face Josh Allen last season.
Yeah, that's all they need.
Last season's MVP. I mean, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen. I mean, we're not playing the Chargers, but I'm going to leave you with this as we go to the break. Right now, we are leading in the NFL. You know what we're leading the NFL with? Two losing teams. We're leading in penalties, 31. We have 31 penalties. That's tied for first in the league. With
you don't have to tell me who they tied with.
The Tennessee Titans. Yeah, I mean, no, I'm not. We just calling like it. We're not being Debbie Downer or negative. That's just
think,
what's
having a
happening.
Pregame for both of them.
Oh.
Yeah, I get it. The three quarterbacks that have played the Saints, they've completed 70% of their passes. Bob, no interceptions.
No, we don't even come close to an interception.
It's not even close.
It's not like, I'm telling you, we got Reed.
Justin.
Justin Reed. He ain't had an interception in OTAs, training camp, in the practice. Not that we've witnessed or the games. Nobody's come close. I guarantee you, Honey Badger, even though he's retired, he can come off the street. His instincts, he'd get a pick at least. Well, but we not. Oh man, you got to catch that. We haven't dropped interception. We haven't even come close to having a chance to come away with a pick.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the Second Guest Show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. They got the squares up for the Monday night football game between the Detroit Lions and the Baltimore Ravens. And you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL. Before we go to Hollywood, Bob.
Yeah, and I want to, and this is another thing. You know, you're talking about, you know, can you win on the road? Can you, win at home, take care of a dome field or home field advantage? You know who's taking care of home field advantage? The Buffalo Bills. Do you know that? What's the point spread?
Don't give me no more of them statistics.
No. So what's the point spread right now? I think it's the
16
most.
16.5.
16.5. Okay.
When I walked in, I looked because there was talk last night in different circles that I mean, at 16.5, that may be a bit of a float down, but it has not moved.
16.5, and the reason why I bring that up, that, you know, I talked about facing Josh Allen, the MVP of last season, but now the Bills and the Bills Mafia, they represent, they've now won 12 consecutive games dating back to 2023 at home. So could the Saints upset him? Possibly. Possibly. I don't. But so, Mike, I don't know. Right now, according to Vegas, no, they will now have won 13 games in a row at home.
Here's the crazy thing about it. It is a super hot ticket. Tommy and I were talking about this morning. Reasoning why? It is rare to catch Buffalo in Buffalo at noontime, which would be a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, for the East Coast, yeah.
Because when you're a really good team, float you to
late afternoon or prime time.
Or prime time, yeah. Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night. But it is a hot ticket because it is a rarity for them to play in Buffalo at, well, it would be 1 o'clock their time, 12 o'clock.
Now, you know, I always like the history and the series and all that. I'm telling you, I never forgot this game. The Buffalo Bills were leaving their fans early in the third quarter. The Saints went up to Buffalo. We waxed them. It was Andrews Pete's best game in a Saints uniform. We were running over them. We were knocking some snot
That's
bubbles.
That's when the streaker got on the field.
Oh, it was like we humiliated Buffalo that game. And I remember I said, Andrews Pete, this is why he got drafted so high. He was mauling people in the run game.
We didn't see that a lot.
And Mike, they actually left early in the third quarter. That's how much the Saints were dominating them in Buffalo. But now, I don't even know what year that was. That was probably over a decade ago, but I remember that.
Well, they didn't have Josh Allen.
Yeah. They have Josh Allen. But they still had a competitive, like, team. And,
they had a solid team that year. Really did.
But, no, we ran over them, but I don't know about this time.
I don't know about that this year. Let's go to our phone lines, and let's go to Hollywood in Thibodeau. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all making out today?
All right, Hollywood.
Well, you got Hollywood Swinger.
Hey, Bob, I got a couple of things to say. Our defensive backs, we don't cut in front of the receivers, and we don't cut in front of running backs to knock the ball down. I figure that's why we don't intercept the ball enough. We don't give a chance to knock the other ball.
I mean, we're not intercepting it. No one has an interception, and we only had two passes defended. And one, Alante Taylor had one, and Stallbird had the other one. Now, Quincy Riley came in there, the young cornerback. I think we might see more of Quincy Riley or giving him an opportunity. He forced a fumble that Pete Werner ended up recovering. But, we knew that was going to be a concern, though. Mike, in the secondary, we said, we're going to be young, and all of a sudden, Alante Taylor is going from – you know, kind of the third. Not when we had Lattimore, Paulson, but kind of the third guy.
Different.
And all of a sudden, he's the alpha dog. And then, you know, who's disappointing me? What the hell Kool-Aid's doing? What has Kool-Aid done? He ain't been that much better than Isaac Yiadom. You know, you look at Yiadom, where he's come from. And he went from the Saints, the 49ers, back with the Saints. Brandon Staley liked him, so put him. But, no, nothing to write home about in the back end of the secondary. And unless we blitz it, we don't get no pressure. What a four-man rush. Hollywood, look, I don't care whether we were playing Mac Jones or we were playing Sam Darnold. They can make a sandwich back there. Sam Darnold, I'm telling you, could have played three straight games. He could have played 12 straight quarters the way we wasn't hitting them. You know how when you play a game, you go, man, this football is pretty fun. Now, when you're getting the crap knocked out of you, then it's like a job, and it's not so much fun.
No, Kenneth Walker took a couple of shots yesterday. I will say that. That part, I'm a little surprised, but they really didn't have to run Walker hard.
But no, they were so far ahead. Yeah. I mean, Sam Darnold, perfect quarterback rating. When a quarterback has a perfect quarterback rating, I don't care if it's for the whole game or a half, that means you're not influencing him negatively.
So, what else you got for us, Hollywood?
Yeah. What you got, Hollywood?
Why the Saints don't stay in a traditional uniform? They can't play good in no uniform right now.
Well, I don't know. Those white helmets got negative vibe for sure. I mean, the black helmets, I think we 0-9. I said, yeah, just wear a traditional go helmet.
I think it's about the dudes that's in the helmets.
Oh, yeah, no, without a doubt.
It's not about the uniforms, but I get you, Hollywood.
But, yeah, but you always say you got to look sweet, to play sweet.
That sounds like a prime.
Yeah. But I don't know. We look good. They look good, but I don't know. We were losing 21-9 before the game even started. So I'd rather look ugly and us be winning 21-0.
I don't remember if it was Tommy that asked me this morning, because I did a few interviews. You know, I actually was in Tulane Stadium when another team, your old team, Bob, the Falcons, they ran up 38 points.
What?
No, you played for the Falcons,
yeah,
but not this one. This was 1973. My dad got some late tickets.
With the helmets?
They beat the Saints 62-7 in the opening game, and back in 1973, my dad and I sat in that stadium, and this was the only other time.
I think Archie was playing. I wasn't playing.
Yeah, Archie was playing. Archie was playing at that time. But, man, you're talking about 38 points and a half.
No, yeah. No.
Wow.
Think about this. You know, we had a casino. Everybody does a little game, and sometimes that if I'd have told you or anybody, if I'd have said, look, I don't know if the Saints are going to beat Seattle, but I tell you what, right now, I'm going to give you 30 points. Like, I'm a soothsayer. I can look into the future. I'm going to give you 30 points. Everybody in the nation would have taken the Saints in 30 points, and you still would have lost. What? Think about that. This is the NFL, not college. You know, like, not LSU playing Southeastern or whatever. You know, it's like pros versus pros. No, that's what you don't want to happen as an organization, what happened yesterday. Because that's when you have disgruntled fans, and they get ticked off, and they start booing. If your team's playing hard and you're fighting, and maybe like, look, like the Cardinals 49ers, we're fighting, we had a chance to win at the end. But then you lay an egg like they did in Seattle, you do that in the dome, I'm telling you, the bags are coming out, and they're going to start booing. And I always took the approach, the bags, that was a time and space when they were 1-15, when that occurred. But we've won a Super Bowl, so we could put the bags away. I'd rather almost people be mocking us, calling us the Aints, than wear bags.
The bags are that is at the highest rung ladder when they start doing
like
that.
Like the unknown comic,
That's how DiLiberto actually started doing it, because one of the guys that was tending bar said, Bob, you know what you did, man? You know this guy, the unknown comic? He's on the Gong Show. But he was like, no, I never watched it. So he watched it. He was like, man, that's got – he said, I got an idea for you. So he actually made – actually, it was from one of the bartenders that was there at Buddy D's Lounge that actually came up with the idea.
Well, it's up to the players to put – if they start calling you the Aints from a national perspective, it's up to the players to add that S on the Aints so they become the Saints. That's up to the players control that and the coaches, because they're the ones out there. Fans will cheer for you if you win.
But you got to win. It's a bottom-line business.
It's like PE class.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Welcome back to the Second Guess Show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our phone lines. Let's go to Stanley and Homer. Stanley, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing today?
All right, Stanley.
All right, Stanley, what you got?
Hey, look, I want to talk about Juwan Johnson. I want to talk about Chris Olave and a little bit of Spencer Rattler. But Juwan Johnson, bro, $30 million, this dude can't catch a damn cold. Like, the ball, I don't know what, maybe y'all see something I don't, but that ain't no $30 million worth, right? I'm just saying. And I'm just an old man on the side of the road watching the Saints play every other weekend, but... Man, look, he just ain't cutting it.
You look at Juwan Johnson, Mike, I think what they're paying him, he's kind of middle of the pack. I think he's like 13 or 14 highest paid tight end.
Yeah.
And so we counting on him. Now, you always have to look at what's guaranteed to a player. So, but that's where his salary falls into place. But, I think Spencer Rattler, and then I think even Shuck, whoever would be the quarterback, they're going to target Juwan Johnson. So,
got to get open.
Yeah, he got targeted 8 times yesterday, and he caught 6 balls. His long gain, he had the longest gain of the game, yeah, at 21 yards, but he only averaged 8.5 yards a catch, and Olave like 5.7 or 5.5.
I guess I just see every time like he misses like the easy stuff, bro. The easy stuff can be right pass right through his hands, and he won't catch it. But you'll see him make some crazy catches. So, I mean, sometimes he does good, but he just ain't consistent. As far as Chris Olave, man, when he caught that pass between them two defenders, that's the first time I've seen him in a while make. But you always talking about contested catches. That's the first time in a while I've seen him make a catch like that.
What? And then he actually broke a tackle.
He actually got through. Yeah.
Yeah. He got that. Was a lot of effort there, but. I don't know if
you got to see that more than that one time.
I don't know. We were getting waxed. I don't know if it was a defensive mechanism. He's like smiling and stuff. Nothing to smile about.
It's an every week thing with him, man. It's like he'll. I don't know, bro.
He wants to get paid. He wants to get paid like a number one receiver, and he is an NFL receiver, but he ain't no Alvin. He ain't no number one receiver.
This is a contract year for him.
Yeah, I mean, he can't hold JSN's jock. Najigba. He can't, what?
And Najigba was sick. He had the flu the day before.
Yeah,
I'd hate to see if he was healthy.
No, but they gave him a good shot.
You don't feel too good.
Like, for instance, he got targeted 6 times, 5 catches. For right at 100 yards, 19.2 average, so...
That's a different story.
And that touchdown. But no, we don't truly have a number one receiver. That's why I think, Mike, we've tried to add, because I don't know if they're going to pay Chris Olave in the future. Look what they've done now. We're even signing receivers that are on IR before they even play next year.
That's true.
You know, think about it. And we go get the Broncos receiver. How are we trying to add to that roster?
We got Jalen Polk, but he won't play this year. He's for next year.
Right, right. So, no, they have a few holes. So there's no way Mickey Loomis could sell that this team was like, we're going to be competing for the playoffs. I mean, it's like pie in the sky. You hope. Now you have to have luck with injuries. And the reason why I really got discouraged, I'm telling you, is because when I saw offensive line is not dominant, and that's what we've invested in. Well, like the Chargers, remember I said at the beginning of August, late July training camp, I thought this is an interesting number. Only the Saints and the Chargers were potentially going to have 4 of their 5 started offensive linemen drafted in the first round. And then Slater got hurt. Now they
got it down to 3.
Now they got the real Notre Dame player. They got all. And we got Foskey or something. So I don't know. Kellen Moore, it's going to be a big challenge for him. So, does he have the personality to turn this thing around? Because I don't know, young people today, can you chew them out? Or are they going to flip you off? Or are they going to pout? I mean, you know.
Depends on who's chewing them out.
If it's out of character, maybe like you fake, you're not real.
Like the Chargers, okay, not only did they lose Slater yesterday, they lose Najee Harris for the entire year with a knee injury.
And that's a household name. We know who that is.
Hampton now. Hey, kid. Hey, it's yours now.
Marion Hampton. Yep. The big running back from North Carolina.
Your first-round pick guy who they didn't have through training camp because of that firecracker or fireworks injury that he had. Now, hey, Hampton, you the guy.
Well, I don't know. We can beat the Giants at home. I think we can. But we can lose to them, too. I don't know. Flip a coin. But if we beat the Bills, I'd be shocked. That would shock the whole nation.
I'd be beyond shocked.
Everybody would be like, it just shows you the NFL. That would be like the Carolina Panthers, again, shutting out Atlanta 30-0. Atlanta had just whooped Minnesota in Minnesota. And then all of a sudden they can't score. Penix gets benched for Kirk Cousins. Mike, 30-0. No one, nobody saw that coming. It's the NFL, but
Michael Penix looked bad yesterday, Bob. I mean, he looked god awful.
His footwork was terrible. He was flicking it out there in that pick 6 that one time. But
in their defense, which nobody really knew a lot about, Bob, they're not very good.
Even if the Bills at their worst, I don't think we could beat them. You know, let's say the Bills were over, not taking the Saints serious. I still think we'd be lucky to pull off that upset. Now look at the Browns beating the Packers. I thought the Packers had the best roster, offense, defense, special teams. Look who beats them. Well, watch Cleveland's defense.
that blocked field goal kind of turned everything at that moment.
And then who made a crucial mistake? And I said, he's the difference. Jordan Love. Right, man? I told you, the Packers, if Jordan Love goes,
you're kind of riding the roller coaster a little bit with Jordan. But that defense still, when you give up
defense points,
come on, you should win a game. Well, what they got on the offensive side, the football. We'll be back to finish it up here in our number one of second guests right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here in hour number one of the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Let's go back to our phone lines. Let's go to the coordinator. Coordinator, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Look, right, quick, coordinator.
Quick, the 3-4 defense that Brandon Staley is using, you don't have the athletes to run that damn defense that he's trying to run. You don't have the offense to run that defense he's trying to run. That's my take on that with the defense. You need speed rushers coming off that edge. And we don't really have speed rushers.
Well, we had one. We had one, but he's hurt. Chase Young.
I'm talking about what we had.
He's on the team. I mean, his calf muscle, he got hurt right before the season started. He was practicing right before the game. We thought he was going to be here. I mean, Chase Young, they paid him a lot of money. They paid him $50 million.
Chase Young is not a speed rusher. We need a speed rusher, not a bull rusher.
Oh, he could do both. He could do speed, power to speed, speed to power. He could do
Bobby.
Both.
Listen, Bobby, I'm being honest.
Chase Young could get double-digit sacks.
You want to let me talk, Bobby?
I'm letting you talk, but you discredited Chase Young.
I always do that
because I can. I'm the quarterback, and you're not. I'm going to tell you about Chase Young. Chase Young is one of the best in the NFL. That's why where he was drafted, okay? You have to look now. We need to have a bookends. Cam Jordan's up in age. I understand we don't have a speed guy. Atlanta drafted speed guys. We won that. Now you can talk. Charlie, call him back. I want him to talk. I want cutting him off.
Okay.
Okay, well, tell him to call back next hour.
Yeah, we'll catch back the coordinator after that. Bob, I do think one of the things coordinator bringing up that I think – those bookend 3-4 outside linebackers. The one guy I can scheme, even if you got Chase, I can scheme up to take him out.
But then Carl Granit's got to come up. Listen, it's not Brandon Staley's fault that the players we have, they weren't running a 3-4 last year. So do you have enough patience to wait at least a year? I mean, how are they going to address that?
It's a personnel issue. Bottom line.
So how are they going to address that in the short term?
They didn't.
You can't.
You can't get every position checkmarked. Can't do it.
Tell coordinator call back. I'm sorry. Sorry I was mean to you.
We'll be back with more second guess.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.